in history. Death has beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. Forever I am changed. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I'm yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, finally we'll see, celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive, he's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way. What a glorious name. Hey, yeah. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. Never be the same. We're changed forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can only imagine what it'd be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun.
can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves in 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. Thank you, Jesus. And you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. Thank you, Jesus. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. There's a wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's a wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99, and I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice you made for me. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done coming after me. So grateful for all that he's done for us, what he's done for me, what he's done for you. Nothing that we can do is climb up to reach to his level, but he came to us. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Lord, some people here need healing, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, Lord. Would you just come? Would you just come and be in this place, oh God? This moment of time, in this very place, oh Lord, I come to seek you with your cleansing power and your holy fire. Oh Lord, I pray, sanctify me. How I love to be with you. I'm so amazed that you're here with me. How I love to be with you. Your holiness is all that I need. Sanctify and purify me, in you I am complete. You're the healer of my wounded heart, restore me. Sanctify and purify me, in you I am complete. You're the healer of my wounded heart, restore me, restore me. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you, Lord. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you. I'm reaching out to you with this issue of my heart. Oh Lord, renew me. I fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy Lord, I'm asking you to heal me. How I love to be with you. I'm so amazed that you're here with me. How I love to be with you. Your holiness is all that I need. Make this your prayer. Sanctify and purify me. In you I am complete. healer of my wounded heart. Restore me, sanctify and purify me. In you I am complete. Healer of my wounded heart. Restore me, restore me. How I love to be with you, Jesus. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you.
You know, as we sing this song, I'm reminded of the time in the Bible where the woman had an issue of blood. And she just had to be with the Lord. She knew that if she got to him, and if she would just touch him, even the hem of his garment, that he would heal her and make her whole. She had that faith, and he acknowledged that, and she was healed. She was like, who touched me? And it was this woman. So today, if you have this thing, this issue of your heart, issue of your mind, issue of sin in your life, the Lord will touch you. He will know that you're here. He wants to do a work in your heart and your life. If you're watching at home or watching wherever you're at, streaming, or if you're here, just reach out to him.
I'm reaching now to you with this issue of my heart. Oh Lord, renew me. I fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy Lord, I'm asking you, ask him to heal me. I'm reaching now. I am reaching now to you with this issue of my heart. Oh Lord, renew me. I fall down on my knees and cry, holy, holy Lord, I'm asking you to heal me. How I love to be with you. Tell the Lord how you love him today. How I love to be with you, Jesus. How I love to be with you. How I love to be with you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. Lost without you. Cry out to you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. We acknowledge we're lost without you, Lord. Don't know what I would do without you, Lord. What would we do without you? We'd be lost and alone in this dying world. But you are the light and you are the life. Thank you, Lord. As we sing, you leave the 99, you come and rescue the one. We were all that one at one time. Thank you, Lord. And at one time we were that lady needing a healing, seeking and searching for you. Thank you for that healing today, oh God. Lord, just pray for the rest of the service and those who are here, Lord. There's probably so many unspoken requests today. Lord, we lift those up, the burdens of the hearts here today. We lift up the burdens of the hearts of those who are watching via live stream or even on a rebroadcast, Lord. We just pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to do a work that only you can do. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all you've done. In your name, amen. We have special guests with us today. This was planned. We have the Bucks from France in today. Give them a round of applause. And I found out that Kirsten and I have something in common, which shocked me if I understood she's speaking to me in French, so hopefully I translated correctly. We were both au pairs in France during, I was back in the 80s, I think she was in the 90s. You're in the 80s, yeah, I misunderstood. So, what year? What year were you there and as a student? 89, yeah. Kathy and I were just there a couple years ahead of her. So I guess I left it in one piece that you found. So anyway, it's so good to have the Buck family here today, and so I'd like to, would you like to come up and do whatever you do, and I'll get out of your way?
We are the Bucks.
Good morning, everyone. It is great to be with you today. We are your missionaries to France. My name is Ed.
I'm Kirsten.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Jean.
I'm Jonathan.
And if we can go ahead and start that video, please.
Thanks. If you have ever wondered what missionaries do out there, this video will give you some ideas. These are clips from our tournament for France.
Technology is a great tool. Sometimes it works.
You can keep it going. That's fun. I'm Pastor Antonio Lucabadio. I bless the Buck family for their involvement in the work of God here in the city of Troyes, France. There's a wonderful truth in Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah 7.
Now it came about in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not conquer it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying, the Arameans have camped in Ephraim, his heart and the hearts of his people shook as the trees of the forest shook with the wind.
So here we have two big armies up against little Judah. There could be no happy ending. And Pekah, he was a fearsome foe. He assassinated his king and held the throne since before Ahaz's father was king. We're looking at a horrifying casualty count. Dead and wounded, slavery, families torn apart. And for the king, certainly torture and execution. No wonder he's shaken like a tree in the wind. But God has unusual ways of solving problems. We can look back and marvel at his wisdom, his power, and his love. Let's go down to verse number 7. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse number 7.
Thus says the Lord God, it shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass.
So remind one another, God's plan is bigger, God's plan is better, and sometimes God's plan is hard to see. So God sends Isaiah to tell terrified King Ahaz, Pekah and Rezin, no problem, they're finished. And that's exactly what happens. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 15 and verse 30.
Hoshea, the son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Amaliah, and struck him and put him to death, and became the king of his place.
So Pekah is deleted by Hoshea, son of Elah. Now Hoshea means salvation, and Elah is where David took out Goliath. Even the name of the person who stopped the enemy preaches to us. Rezin, just like Isaiah prophesied, he's executed. What God is saying to you is this, that problem, that situation, whatever has you shaken like a tree in the wind, it's short-lived. God's plan is much bigger than what we see.
Like that time in Ludaak.
We're doing a church plant with this bus cafe, kind of a coffee house on wheels. Has anyone ever done coffee house evangelism? What you do is you set up a cafe in a storefront or a bus. You invite people in for a free cup of coffee. Over coffee, you have a conversation. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, that leads into speaking about peace with God through Jesus Christ. So we're out with this bus cafe, and this witch doctor comes by. He does not like the name of Jesus at all. But there is no salvation without Jesus. Amen? Well, eventually he leaves. Pretty soon, though, he's back. Finally, he leaves again. You pray the truth to dissolve the lies in his mind, but he just wants to argue with us, and we're not there to argue. We're there to plant a church. We tell people about Jesus. We invite them to our first meeting. What do you see up there on the screen? That is a forest. A forest. Did you know a forest can come from one single acorn? With all the restrictions we have in France, we plant an acorn, but we believe for a forest. Well, that evening, guess who shows up again? Mr. Witch Doctor. But this time he's running. The Holy Spirit has worked marvelously. He's kneeling in the parking lot, begging God to forgive him of his sins, asking Jesus to become his Lord for the rest of his life. You know, he seemed like a problem, but God's plan is bigger. The people who heard him arguing with us are certainly going to notice when he starts telling them about the same Jesus he even refused to name before. God's plan is bigger. God's plan is better. And sometimes God's plan is hard to see. But God wanted everyone to know that everyone can be saved. So do what he's given you to do and keep doing that. You'll see his glory.
On the screen,
France is a tourist destination.
Welcome to the work zone.
France is 88% Catholic.
Absolutely, France is Catholic.
Although many French people answer Catholic when asked their religion on the survey, only 1.8% attend Mass, and many of these do not adhere to Catholic beliefs. Many churches are empty and abandoned.
Mais la pratique hebdomadaire, elle est de 1,8%.
In the history of secular beliefs and in the rise of modern atheism, no country is more important than France.
Over 34,000 towns in France, over 32,000 have no evangelical church.
French people are all thin, they raise their children by ignoring them, and all the children are happy. French people have weight challenges. French people have parenting difficulties too.
Paris is so romantic.
It is love at first sight.
Divorce, violence, abuse, alcoholism, drugs, racism, prostitution, depression. France needs Jesus. The French people need to know that God loves them too.
We have to trust God, because what we see does not seem like God's promises.
Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a thin linen cloth, and placed it in his own tomb and cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away.
What could be worse? The Savior of the world, dead between two thieves. They took the dead mutilated remains off the cross, put them in a tomb, and grieved. While the burial was quick, the grief would last a lifetime. It didn't make sense.
The Holy One, condemned for sins against God. The healer in the grave. The life dead.
We can see that was God's plan. Jesus deliberately gave his blood to pay the price for our sin. He gave his life to save us from death. He endured separation from his Father so that we could be united with the Father. He suffered pain so that we could be healed. We can see that now. How many of you have been healed? How many of you have had your sins forgiven? Don't fear death because you have eternity with the King of everything, God and his child. But in the days before the resurrection, it wasn't so clear.
But God's plan is bigger, God's plan is better, and sometimes God's plan is hard to see.
When things don't make sense, that's when you just have to trust in God and do what he puts in front of you to do. God doesn't give us all the instructions, only the first step. And when you do that, he gives us the next step. And if we keep moving with him, one step at a time, we get a victory. On the mission field, kids could do ministry. At 10, I could be a leader. So I was. The kids served in pastor's office. One couch and 12 kids, stacked three high. Soon, there were 20 kids, and we switched them to the preschoolers into a 10 by 12 room with no chairs. But we got this little schoolhouse, and we soon had over 30 kids in that 10 by 12 room. Then, another church let us use their sanctuary for kids' church. Suddenly, we had two chairs for each kid. Soon, we had 48 kids. The church brought me on to the store, and Gus and a team of people from Olean, Illinois, and they built six classrooms. Children got saved and got baptized. Before, only one kid had a Bible. Now, nearly every kid is carrying the Bible around. Before, the children didn't know Jesus alive. They learned dozens of memory verses, and they loved it. One from three kids workers, Rebecca and their mom and I, to a team who learned how to work together, Rachel and Jesus. It looked ridiculous, 12 kids on the couch. But God is with us, and he is with you now. And just see your 12 kids on a couch with 6 classrooms of 14 teachers, it will amaze you. Sometimes the miracles come fast, and sometimes they're slow. I don't know why, but we saw those kids choosing God with us, and we saw them get saved and baptized, walking with Jesus, and loving them. God's plan is bigger, God's plan is better, and sometimes God's plan is hard to see. I don't know why some prayers get me as many as 8 years, but I know God is with us, and and I know He is the God for whom nothing is impossible.
For generations, prayer warriors have cried out to God for salvation, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for change in France. We are seeing the beginning of the answer to those prayers.
Back in 1950, there were an estimated 50,000 evangelical Christians here in France. Today, though, there are nearly 650,000.
At the moment, a new church is built every 10 days.
Evangelical Christians make up just 1% of the French population.
I had a dream in which I saw a map of France cloaked in darkness. Then a fire started burning, pushing back the darkness. Another fire started, and then another, until fires were burning all over France. I knew God would send revival to France. That revival is starting, and we rejoice to see it.
From 0.5% to 1%, just in the time we've been here. Since 2010, the number of Christians has doubled. What God is doing in France now is awe-inspiring.
In Troyes, France, pastors and leaders from several denominations joined together to pray for revival in Troyes.
As more believers began attending the citywide prayer meetings, the vision grew to include the county of Aube.
Soon, believers from all over France, even from Switzerland and Belgium, began traveling to Aube for revival conferences, until the pandemic shut down large group events.
During the health crisis, online events reached three continents. As the situation in France normalizes, in-person conferences will resume.
The Spirit is calling believers to train for ministry, and a new Bible college, Revival Center, provides online courses.
Because classes are using Zoom, studies continue despite the pandemic.
Edouard et Kirsten ont contribué de façon vraiment concrète et active à la proclamation de l'Évangile dans de nombreux pays du monde et permis de cette manière à des multitudes au sein du corps de Christ d'être encouragées, d'être équipées, mais aussi à des multitudes d'entendre le plein Évangile et d'être transformées et sauvées.
If you watch the news, you know these are crazy times. Nerd of relation, see what's going on in France. Terrorist attacks, pandemic, I don't think we need to go there. I'll just say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. God warned us.
2 Timothy 3:1 says there will be terrible times in the last days.
And that gives me hope, because these are terrible times. So that means these are the last days. On this fallen planet, we have a blessed hope.
Let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. You also may be where I am.
No fear. This craziness is temporary. Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. We're going home. And home is not in this world. God is with me, God is for me, and God has a plan for me. His plan is bigger than the mess. My plan is better than my best plan, and this plan might be hard to understand, but I can trust him. When Jesus comes back, we'll understand his plan, and we'll be glad we trusted him. Think about it. It makes sense. If you don't put your trust in God, then who? Yourself? Well, Lucifer tried that. Bad plan. And according to Ezekiel 28:12, he was full of wisdom, but he trusted in himself, not as a disaster. People can't fix this mess either.
Psalm 146:3 says, do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save.
So if I can't put my trust in myself or others, that leaves God. He does wonders and little bumps in a global crisis. Even in everyday situations on the mission field. We did a VBS in Marseille. Missionaries work, work, work. Setting up the stage, skits, getting the prophecy for story time, setting up equipment for games, putting up little paper decorations. It was so much fun though. We worked as a team. Summer because outside. Because in Marseille, the weather is sunshine 360 days out of the year. Telling these kids about Jesus is a challenge though. Because most don't speak French. They speak Romanian. Or Gitan. We needed God's help.
So the VBS was going great. It was a beautiful day. As he mentioned, Marseille only has 5 days of rain per year. What could go wrong?
Suddenly, this monstrous dark cloud came right above us. It started pouring rain, torrential rain, lightning. The power went out. So we were running in the rain to give the kids the safety and then to save the cool paper decorations. They were already soaked, but not as soaked as we were. Even when the sun Jesus, crazy things happen, like rainstorms in sunny places. But Jesus is with the disciples in their storm, and God is with us too. In spite of the storm, 60 kids came the next day. 35 decided to follow Jesus. The first who came forward is a Muslim boy who never smiled. He asked God to forgive his sins and give him a new heart. Afterward, he couldn't stop smiling. We couldn't see God's plan during the storm. We couldn't see anything but rain. But God is with us, before, during, and after the rain. If you follow Jesus, he is with you too. Even when you're serving him, led by the Holy Spirit and different things going wrong, God is with you. When it's bigger and better than what we imagine, sometimes his plans are to see. But we can trust him. We really can.
God's plan is brilliant, but sometimes God's plan is hard to see. We're just not tolerant. Like a little kid, his father has enough supplies and tools all over the table, and the kid doesn't know what the parts are for or how the tools work. But the dad, he knows. Not only that, he hears joy, thinking about the completed project, and he also enjoys the building and transforming. That's how my Father in heaven is. The question is, do we trust our Heavenly Father enough to believe that he will make something beautiful and are going to be delighted? Do we trust him enough to stay and watch what he does until we realize that he doesn't waste anything, he doesn't use anything, and he really makes great things out of terrible messes? In 2 Peter 6, Elisha and the servant obey God. God tells Elisha stuff and Elisha delivers the message. But these are national security messages to protect Israel. The king of Aram notices his intelligence needs. When he learns that God reveals his military secrets to Elisha, he decides to kill Elisha. Elisha's servant sees the enemy forces. Like the kid looking at the mess on the table, he runs to Elisha. What shall we do? Elisha turns to God. God is with us, so we can do that.
The army of God surrounds the enemies with horses and chariots of fire. A couple more wonders, and the enemies leave.
So often, the problem is our fear. When we see the solution, we realize that the problem is God's working for our good. Or like little kids, we don't understand what our Father is doing with all that stuff.
So often, we want God to destroy our enemies, but God wants to transform our enemies. We want them gone, but God wants them saved.
It's like our evangelism outreach for kids. We had a drought that year. It was in July. Really hot. The church is in an exciting neighborhood with about 5 mosques. Some won by fireworks, and some landed in tall dry weeds nearby. 98 degrees, windy, the weeds ignited, and the wind blew the flames toward the church. I smelled smoke. Someone saw the fire rushing toward us and called the fire department, but they don't hurry into that area. There's some outreach workers going to Bunker Rigging. Some police came to join me, and the Muslims from across the street came to help too. That was extraordinary, because their emails told them really go to hell if they go in our church. This was the first positive contact. When the fire department finally came, the fire was out.
God's plan is bigger, God's plan is better, and God's plan is often hard to see.
It looked like a disaster. So many children, a brush fire, and only the water from the kitchen faucet. We had to protect the children, and they all wanted to see the flames. I felt like that lady. But God helps me, and all the kids were safe.
But another blessing is those weeds were full of thorns. The city was supposed to mow, but they never did. But after the weeds burned up, the new weeds that grew didn't have thorns.
From 2 cherry bombs, most of the thorns were gone. We had the first positive contact with our neighbors. Kids discovered that God can keep us safe in a fire, and he taught our workers to work together. It really is all about faith. When we open our hearts to his perfect love that casts out fear, will we learn from him and see how he makes chaos into something glorious?
God is transforming lives in France. Churches are growing, but believers face many challenges as they walk in faith.
Challenges such as Christophobia, government restrictions, false reporting, and lack of resources.
Challenge number one, Christophobia, the fear of anything associated with Christ.
Il faut absolument être discret et et en dire le moins possible.
In the world, like if you're at school, sometimes difficult to be a Christian because it's not the normality here. I was rejected at school because of my faith.
Challenge number two, government restrictions, controlling what churches and Christians can do.
France is an atheist country.
Les racines françaises ne sont pas chrétiennes. La nation française ne sera jamais une nation religieuse.
L'heure est décisive. Demain, il se pourrait que l'on nous impose un choix entre la Bible et les lois de la République. Problème qui ne s'est jamais posé auparavant.
Challenge number three, false reporting, slander from news media.
Nous ne pouvons plus discuter avec des gens qui refusent d'écrire sur un papier que la loi de la République est supérieure à la loi de Dieu.
Il n'y a pas que l'islam qui est concerné, les évangéliques est un problème très important. Alors,
le virus circule sur le territoire, transporté par les fidèles qui sont rentrés chez eux.
C'est vous qui baladez le coronavirus avec vos fidèles alors partout en France.
Challenge number four, lack of resources, tremendous need for finances and workers.
Only 3 out of 10 churches are able to pay a full-time pastor. The other 7 out of 10 have to have missionaries or bivocational pastors.
An additional 4,200 churches should be set up. Building a new church requires not just financial resources, but also human resources.
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, fearing God and avoiding evil. Satan attacks Job, and God lets him. Job loses all his possessions, his children, and yet...
Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God.
Job passed the test. His reaction was worship.
Somehow, Job knew that God's plan is bigger, God's plan is better, and sometimes God's plan is hard to see.
Job was the first book of the Bible to be written. Why this first? Well, Job teaches us that suffering is not always a consequence of sin. When people are in trouble, it's easy to think that it's their fault. But because of Job, if someone tells you that you have problems because you sin, you can answer, Job. We ask when things go wrong, what did I do? And asking is wise, but get an answer. And if the faithful Holy Spirit doesn't bring correction, then conclude that God has trusted you with this suffering. Maybe because he knows the wisdom or faith or compassion that you will get is worth the screaming anguish, and he knows that you can triumph. When God spoke, he didn't mention his conversation with the devil. He just told Job very poetically, Job didn't know that his story would empower us. Job saw great rewards, but could he see the precious stones stocked up in eternity because his story would preach to millions for 3,000 years? And you, imagine what you have stored up in heaven because of your faithfulness.
But as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has imagined the things that God has prepared for those who love him.
So those scary times when the enemy tries to destroy you, squeeze every atom of good out of it. Our second missionary term, if I circled the exasperating days on the calendar, there would be ink all over every page. Day and night, the demonic onslaught was incessant. This constant bombardment. You're a failure. Thousands of people are sliding into hell, and you can't stop them. And continual reminders of people I'd witnessed to who hadn't gotten saved. Well, I believed the enemy. I would cry out to God for forgiveness. And my loving Heavenly Father would reassure me, you're doing everything I called you to do. And he would comfort me. And then the war would resume. I didn't know it was the enemy. I had about as much discernment as your average banana. And the enemy who talks trash brings a crony to confuse you and distract you. Well, today, I am so thankful for those years. They taught me to pray for discernment. In these confusing times, we need to ask our Heavenly Father for the gift of discernment. I've learned that God doesn't bubble wrap us. Instead, he gives us weapons, divine power, and he teaches us to fight. He wants you to know that you can win in the power of the Spirit. I've learned that lies can shut you down, or you can blast those lies to smithereens when you speak truth, speak faith, speak love. Say what God says. And I've also learned that filling my head with the truth of God's word changes my thinking. Whatever you read, whatever you watch, that stays in your head. If you spend more time with the stuff of this world than the word of God, you'll think what the enemy says. But if my head is full of the truth that's in that Bible, there isn't much room for the lies of the enemy. Truth sets us free. So I'm thankful now for those exasperating years, and Job probably said the same thing. Not immediately after, but a few years later. It was terrible, but I'm glad I went through it.
You may be wondering, what's next? We'll continue to use technology to spread the gospel all over France. And we'll also reach out to those around us by planting a church where there's no church. If you want something that will last a season, plant a seed. If you want something that will last a lifetime, plant a tree. If you want something that will last for eternity, plant a church.
I have always wanted to preach the good news where Christ was not known.
And there are hundreds of places in Obe County where Christ is not known. There are 431 towns in Obe and only 16 churches. That means that there are 415 towns that do not have a church. The need in France is so great that some of the leaders we work with wanted to personally ask you to send us.
En tout cas, on vous encourage à les soutenir et à les bénir, parce qu'en les soutenant, en les bénissant, c'est la France que vous soutenez, c'est la France que vous bénissez.
Merci à l'avance. Ce couple est vraiment une ressource pour l'œuvre de Dieu et je bénis le Seigneur d'avoir pu travailler avec eux. Merci de nous permettre de les revoir.
Soyez bénis en retour pour le soutien que vous allez leur apporter afin qu'ils puissent nous revenir et faire ce travail auquel ils ont été aussi appelés ensemble pour Christ.
Vraiment, nous vous encourageons à les soutenir car la tâche est immense et nous croyons qu'ensemble, nous pouvons amener des multitudes dans le royaume de Dieu. Soyez bénis et remerciés.
And we're going to live in one of the towns that has no church and plant a church there.
I want to ask you this morning if you would commit to praying for us. Send up prayers that God's will be done in France as it is in heaven. On the table in the entryway, we have some of our bookmarks. I ask you to pick one of these up. Stick it in your Bible, put it on your refrigerator, whichever you open most often. But whenever you see it, you remember to pray for us and for the people of France.
Would you please continue to send us so that we'll have the resources we need to live and work in France? We have seen wonders in France, changed lives, changed families, changed churches. But that happened because people in churches like you made a commitment by faith to give of your finances every month. You sent, we went, and God poured out His Spirit. When we work together, when we have unity, God commands a blessing. And He commanded great blessings in France. But we can't go unless we're sent, unless people partner with us.
So I also want to ask you to go with us. The need is so great in France. If everyone in this room came to work with us, we'd still need more workers. We need pastors, we need church planners, people who just learn the language and love the people with the love God has poured out on us, people who have freely received and who freely give. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you this morning about coming to join us in this work, please come talk to us after the service. We'd love to meet you. You can sign up for our email newsletter out on the table or online on our website at sendthefire.org. If you have any questions for us after the service, we'd love to speak with you. We'll be out there by our table. God bless you.
Thank you.